This is a Vault Studios production.
I'm Spencer Brudig.
I'm Will Johnson.
I'm Jessica Knoll. This show contains graphic material and is meant for mature audiences.
How can this happen on military base? How can this happen while she was on duty? How can this just happen and they let it go under the rug like if it was nothing?
According to her family and friends, Vanessa Guillen wanted to fight for her country. That's why she joined the Army. And at the age of 20, Private First Class Guillen was in the Regimental Engineer Squadron at Fort Hood in Texas. But in late April of this year, as the country and the world dealt with the looming COVID-19 health crisis, the first news reports of Vanessa's disappearance hit the airwaves.
Now take a good look at your screens. Military officials need your help locating this missing Fort Hood soldier. This is 20-year-old Private First Class Vanessa Guillen. She was last seen Wednesday afternoon in the parking lot of her squadron headquarters on base. Authorities say her car keys, ID card, and wallet were all found in the armory room where she was working earlier in the day. A Be on the Lookout or BOLO notice has been issued to surrounding law enforcement, and an extensive search is underway. Guillen is 5'2", 126 pounds, and was last seen wearing a black shirt. Anyone with information on her whereabouts should call military police.
There wasn't a lot more information at the time. It was later confirmed in addition to the black T-shirt, Vanessa was wearing purple leggings, and the last sighting of her was between 11:30 and 12:30 on April 22nd. The Army Criminal Investigation Unit, or Army CID, was handling the case. At that point, a missing persons case. But a week later, there was still no sign of Vanessa.
Definitely something isn't right. Something happened that it's just hard to tell right now.
That's Vanessa's sister, Myra, one of her family members who would make repeated appearances in front of news cameras in coming weeks and months.
It's just strange the way that she just vanished. I mean, it's something unbelievable because all her stuff was there. Everything. She was at work.
You could hear, a week into Vanessa's disappearance, the emotion and the desperation sinking in.
I love her and I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop until I have her with me because, I mean, I'm trying my best. I know she needs me.
Army officials announced a $15,000 reward. And the case, even in the midst of a growing and persistent pandemic, started to get national attention. Vanessa's friends traveled to Fort Hood from Houston to demand more attention and for more to be done.
We feel very desperate, and we are about 3 hours away, so that is no help to us. This concern that we have, it's really hard for us to just stay there, and we felt the need to come here and make sure people know that we are very concerned about our friend and we need to find her.
I know she's going to be with us soon. I can feel it. I know that if people have hope, it gives me hope. It gives me strength to keep pushing because there's been days where I just want to, like, I don't know, just vanish as well because I can't take it.
God knows how much pain we're in, how many sleepless nights we've had. We're so desperate for answers, and I feel like today, or however long we're going to be here, we'll come back if we have to. We're going to find her and we're going to get the answers that we need. And whoever did this is going to pay for them. It's going to pay for what they have done.
But as the Army CID teamed up with local police and the FBI, there was still no sign of Vanessa. No evidence or clues, at least nothing shared publicly. And the week stretched on, and her friends and family grew more desperate. 39 days after she was last seen, her family and friends, over 60 people, gathered at a local park to search. It was one of 10 locations they'd searched in the past weeks looking for Vanessa.
I just feel that she's still with all of us, and it's a matter of time before somebody, you know, actually confesses something, or we find a way to find her ourselves. And we've kept it kind of private due to the fact that, you know, it's hard to tell who we can trust and who we can't at this point.
More than 50 days after her disappearance, the case was gaining national attention. And demonstrations in Vanessa's name started to pick up outside of the Army base.
Hundreds of people are gathered for missing soldier Vanessa Guillen. They all started initially across the street from the Mayborn Gate and then made their way down here. They have been chanting things like, "Where is Vanessa? We need answers." people holding signs, wearing shirts. And we heard earlier from the mom and her two sisters, and you could hear the desperation in their voices and how she has been missing for more than 50 days, and they want answers. They say they're not giving up on their hope to find her. They want to find her alive. They've actually created social media pages on Facebook and on Instagram that now have more than 60,000 followers. They also have her pictures and a hashtag saying Find Vanessa Guillen on a billboard here in Killeen, and a website as well with information and updates. Now, again, like I mentioned, her mother and her sisters this earlier were pleading for the community to help. They want answers and they want to find her.
As demonstrations continued, Army CID and other law enforcement agencies continued to search by air and by ground, but still no news. On Monday, June 15th, almost 2 months since she disappeared, the reward was raised to $25,000. And on Tuesday, June 16th, U.S. Representative Sylvia Garcia and the League of Latin Citizens donated another $25,000. With other donations coming in, the total reward reaches over $55,000. And then, on Thursday, June 18th, two new developments.
Just today, posts have popped up on social media. They say Guillen's body was found on a shooting range at Fort Hood. Our sources for this, the U.S. Army Criminal Investigative Command and the attorney for Vanessa's family. First, the Army. It said it has no credible information that the post about her body being found is true. It said the claim started with a person who is no longer in the Army and no longer at Fort Hood. Second, we spoke to Natalie Quam, attorney for the Guillen family. She said the rumors are false. Vanessa's body has not been found.
And then, as that potential bombshell came and then went, another development. News that before her disappearance, Vanessa told her mom she'd been sexually harassed by a superior.
Now, earlier this morning, 3rd Cavalry Regiment Commander Colonel Ralph Overland appointed a team to conduct an investigation into allegations that Vanessa Guillen was sexually harassed. He says he takes allegations of sexual harassment very seriously and will conduct a thorough investigation. Quam says there may not have been any reporting of her sexual harassment because Guillen did not report it to Army officials, but she says it was something several people claimed.
The attorney representing Vanessa's family also spoke about the sexual harassment claims.
And they told me about the sexual harassment, assault statements that she made to them by a few different non-commissioned officers, NCOs. So that made me very concerned that this has happened more than once and by more than one person.
The family's attorney also learns from Vanessa's family that she never reported those allegations. She was scared of retaliation.
We have a young woman who served our country who went missing at work.
How can we not find one of our own?
There's something really wrong with this case. There's something extremely troubling about this case. Military base is probably the most secure place you could be. You know, you have to have ID check-ins. There are security cameras everywhere.
But there was still no indication that the search had turned up anything. No news that investigators were any closer to finding Vanessa or a suspect.
Fast forward 58 days and the search is still on with little to no information regarding Vanessa's whereabouts.
Tonight, the family is wondering how could a soldier just simply disappear? It has been 2 months since 20-year-old Vanessa Guillen was seen at Fort Hood. Her family in Houston is set to visit the base again tomorrow morning.
On the ground and on the water, Texas Equisearch volunteers searched for 20-year-old Vanessa Guillen, a soldier from Houston, stationed at Fort Hood.
We know time's not on our side. I think we're 62, 63 days today.
A tip led search teams today to the Leon River, but so far, no luck.
And then, 2 months after she disappeared, the family arranges to meet with Army officials at Fort Hood for the first time. They're joined by U.S. Congresswoman Sylvia Garcia. Outside the Army base, after the meeting, they speak to reporters once again.
I demand justice, and I demand their respect, and that they respect my daughter as a soldier. Outside of Fort Hood, Vanessa Guillen's mother, Gloria, pushed for more answers after her 20-year-old daughter vanished from the post more than 2 months ago. She enlisted for her country and to protect us, and now that she needs us, we need to support her and find her. Congresswoman Sylvia Garcia and Vanessa's family met with Army leaders and even toured the building where Vanessa worked. Army officials say they are now convinced foul play was involved.
There is still a discrepancy between when the Army suggested they notified the family and when the family says that they were notified.
The Army launched a criminal investigation last week into the family's claims that Vanessa had been sexually assaulted by a superior.
Despite the meeting, there's no major news or developments. However, for the first time, Congresswoman Sylvia Garcia reports that the Army does suspect foul play.
They are convinced now that there is foul play involved, and they're following all the leads that they can.
But their attorney says there's still a lot of gaps. One of the biggest, who was Vanessa working for the day she disappeared?
There were several checks that day. For example, when you wake up, they go and check you in your room. They check at 9 a.m., check at 3 p.m., check at 4 p.m. They didn't have that in the timeline. That was missing.
And there's reports that Vanessa was accounted for the night she went missing, when in fact she was never seen again that day or in coming days.
The supervisor, the sergeant, submitted a report that everyone was accounted for, when in fact now he's admitted that he did not see Vanessa.
And reports that Vanessa Guillen told her family about sexual harassment sparks an online movement, with the hashtag #IAmVanessaGuillen gaining traction. And there's growing attention placed on the issue of sexual harassment in the military and how Vanessa's claims are being investigated.
Fort Hood started to investigate the claims that Guillen was sexually harassed last week, but they did so internally. When Garcia asked why that wasn't part of the CID investigation, she was told it was because that sexual harassment did not rise to that level of a crime. They also couldn't get any more information about that harassment investigation at this point.
Close to 25% of women in active duty said they were sexually harassed in 2018, according to the Department of Defense.
KHOU's Grace White spoke to retired Air Force Colonel Don Christensen, now president of Protect Our Defenders.
In Guillen's case, Christensen says the right thing to do would be to transfer the case to local authorities.
Well, the Army has demonstrated, one, from the beginning they didn't take this seriously, and two, that they just aren't getting results.
On June 27th, search crews returned to an area in Coryell County, with close to 30 volunteers joining the effort. Tim Miller is the founder of Texas EcuSearch, one of the groups looking for Vanessa in Central Texas.
We get optimistic and at times overly optimistic and set ourselves up for disappointments like last week. But we know it's a process elimination. So we know where she's not. So hopefully we just keep moving forward and looking for that day we can say, hey, we finally know where she is.
It's close to the end of June, close to 3 months since she disappeared. And for the fourth Friday in a row, people gather outside the Army base to demand answers.
She's one of us. She's everybody's daughter, like her mom said and like the lawyer said. Nobody just vanishes in thin air. She served our country. She protected us, and it's our job to come here, fight for her, and protect her also.
And in Washington, D.C., Vanessa's family speaks out again, drawing more attention to the case and the search for Vanessa, her sister, Lupe Guillen.
Because if this can happen to my sister, it can happen to anyone else. My sister was also sexually harassed, and this led to this. They don't protect our service women and men. They know what's putting their life at risk every day for the nation and for us. Just like my sister. They take it as a joke. My sister's no joke. My sister's a human being. And I want justice. And I want answers. Because my sister did not do this to herself. Someone did it. And if those criminals are still out there, take my word that we will not rest. We will not stop. And we will keep fighting until you're behind bars. Because you're a disgrace to humanity. You're a disgrace.
But on Tuesday, June 30th, search crews returned to an area they've already looked. There's a reason they've come back. And then the news that Vanessa's family and friends have feared from the beginning.
We continue to follow that breaking news in the search for missing Fort Hood soldier Vanessa Guillen. Authorities say human remains have been found in the same area crews were looking last week.
As you can see, it's still a very active scene out here in this search. Well, this started at 11:30 this morning. The Bell County Sheriff's Department got a call from a civilian that was out here and said they saw what looked to be human remains. So Bell County Sheriffs came out here. They contacted the FBI. They contacted the Army CID, and that's when they came out here and said that indeed it was human remains. But at this time, they cannot confirm if they are the remains of missing Fort Hood soldier Vanessa Guillen. It has to be sent to forensics to be tested. Now, I want you to take a look behind me. This is what the scene is looking like. Out here is Bell County Sheriff's Department, the FBI, Army CID, DPS, and Texas EquiSearch.
Later that day, police confirmed they found human remains.
Throughout the investigation, throughout the course of the investigation, more information was received, which led the Texas Rangers who were assisting the U.S. Army CID back out to this location. I believe a civilian did, who was working in the area, some ranch work, had noticed the foul odor and contacted the authorities.
As it turns out, searchers had in fact been to the site before, probably even stood directly over the remains, but somehow whoever did this had hidden the body so well that seasoned searchers and cadaver dogs were unable to find the body. And then on a day filled with emotion and the horrific discovery of a body, police move in on a person of interest. They eventually share what happened as they prepare to make an arrest.
On Tuesday, June 30th, in the late evening hours, special agents with the Army Fort Hood Criminal Investigation Division contacted the Killeen Police Department and the U.S. Marshals Lone Star Fugitive Task Force in reference to a person of interest from the missing soldier case, Vanessa Guillen at Fort Hood. We were informed that the person of interest had left the post and was inside the city of Killeen. During the course of the investigation, information was provided on the location of the suspect. The suspect was located walking in the 4700 block of East Rancier Avenue. As officers attempted to make contact with the suspect, he produced a weapon and committed suicide by shooting himself. The person of interest was an active duty soldier, and his name is being withheld pending notification of next of kin through the Army Casualty Assistance Office.
All right, I'm joined now by Grace White, a reporter at KJOU in Houston, Texas, who has been following this story closely. Grace, we know that remains have been found now. We know that a person of interest has committed suicide. What is the latest on this story? There's a lot of details coming together very quickly.
There is, Will. The first piece of evidence they found was really interesting, out 30 miles from Fort Hood, from this Army base. It was the lid to a storage case. And at the time, they didn't really know what significance it had, but they knew that they were in the right spot. It was a storage case lid. It was partially burned, and they were trying to see what else they could find out there. But at that point, they couldn't find anything else. They didn't find any remains until a week later. They come out because contractors in the area were working on a fence. They were doing work out there, and they smelled a foul odor. They told investigators, they kind of started looking around, and animals had started digging in what we now know is a shallow grave. And there were pieces of human hair that were exposed. And so investigators come back out a second time to this location, and they find human remains. So after they find the remains, they go to confront this suspect. He's an Army specialist. His name is Aaron Robinson. And when they go to confront him, he's no longer on base. He's out in the Killeen neighborhood, and he takes his own life. He shoots and kills himself while police are trying to take him into custody. And after that, they go and arrest his girlfriend, Cicely Aguilar. And it's really from her arrest and her confession that we now know what happened, at least according to her, to Vanessa Guillen. And it's incredibly tragic.
And so what can you tell us, Grace? What do we know about what happened to Vanessa Guillen?
Aguilar and Robinson were on the radar back in April. And I think that's what's so frustrating about this whole investigation, is this family feels like the Army hasn't done enough, the Army hasn't been transparent. And now, reading her arrest affidavit, you can see why. Because back in April, he was on the radar. He actually texted Vanessa Guillen's phone the morning she disappeared. So there's these text messages between Vanessa and Aaron Robinson. And then When they interview Robinson back in April, he tells them he left base that day after his work in the armory room and goes to the residence he shares with Cicely Aguilar. He says, "This is my girlfriend." Now, keep in mind, the Army has said that Cicely Aguilar is the estranged wife to another Fort Hood soldier, a former Fort Hood soldier, to be specific. So she was married to a different man, but she's in a relationship, according to the arrest affidavit, a girlfriend of the suspect, who's now deceased, Aaron Robinson. So it's very complicated. But again, back in April, they're both on the radar. Both of their names come up 6 days after Vanessa Guillen is missing. So that's in April. Then in May, these two witnesses come forward saying they saw Aaron Robinson pulling this large box with wheels, kind of a heavy-duty storage box, out of the arms room, the same room where he worked and Vanessa was last seen. Her keys, her wallet, all left in that armory room. So this is May. These witnesses say they see Robinson pulling this case out to a car, struggling to get in inside the car. And from those witnesses, they go get a subpoena for his phone records, right? And again, Aguilar comes up because on those phone call logs, they see that Robinson and Aguilar are talking and were together the night Vanessa Guillen disappeared. So again, now we're in May. We've got these phone records. So then now they go to question Cicely Aguilar. Well, the first time she kind of makes up the story. She says, "Oh, you know, that night I couldn't find my phone, so I was calling Robinson several times." She doesn't really give anything up. Then the second time she's interviewed, according to the arrest affidavit, she makes up this story about taking a long drive, going to look at stars out in the country that night. And again, she's just kind of evasive. So then they keep looking, keep digging into these phone records from Aaron Robinson. And they discover he's out at this one location, 30 miles from Fort Hood, near the river, the Leon River, for 2 hours. And they discover that Cicely Aguilar, again, his girlfriend, was with him at some point during that night. So then they find the burn site, which we talked about, which was where the lid of the storage case was found. Burn site because it was partially burned, the lid to that storage case. But again, no remains were found. So then again, a week later, the contractors come smell the foul odor and they discover these human remains. So they go back to Cicely Aguilar a third time after the remains are found. And finally, she confesses. And what she says happened that night is really hard to stomach. She claims Robinson told her on April 22nd that he beat Vanessa Guillen to death with a hammer inside the arms room on Fort Hood, on the base. Then he placed her in a box, moved the box to a certain location, left base, comes back to base, moves the body to the Leon River, and then he goes and picks her up at a gas station where she's working. And she goes out to this site near the Leon River with him, and he opens up this box, and there she sees it, this dead woman inside. It was Vanessa Guillen. And then what Cicely Aguilar tells investigators is that they together, as a couple, dismember her body. They use some sort of hatchet, axe, machete. They remove her limbs, her head. They try to burn her body. It doesn't really burn. They then place her in three separate holes, burying her in shallow graves. And then they pour cement and some sort of mixture on top. Sources have told us it was lime and concrete, a mixture. And over time, it kind of blended in with the surroundings. It's just horrible.
There's just so much to put together with this story. Do we know anything about a motive, any information.
That's the big question. We know what happened to Vanessa Guillen, but we may never know why. The Army has said on the record there's no evidence of sexual harassment between Vanessa Guillen and Aaron Robinson. The family still believes something was going on. The family's attorney has told us, the Army investigators told her that Vanessa was confronting Robinson that day in the armory room because he was having an affair with a married woman, with Cicely Aguilar. And of course, in the Army, you're not allowed to date married women and have affairs. But it certainly doesn't seem like that would be the sole motive, that Robinson would be scared Guillen was going to report him. But the attorney also says the Army told her there was no sexual relationship between Robinson and Guillen. So if there was no relationship and they're just coworkers, what was going on?
Along the way, the family has been very vocal. There have been protest demonstrations. Their attorney has been quite outspoken. They've gone to Washington, D.C. What do we know about what the family is saying and doing now that these horrible details have come to light?
I think they are having an incredibly tough time with this. They are still grieving. They are Vanessa's voice. They are sharing her pictures, her hashtag, their memories on social media. They aren't going to stop. They want justice. They want change. They want this base to be transparent. They are worried that if it happened to their daughter, their sister, their friend, that it could happen to somebody else.
All right, Grace, a lot of information here. Anything else you'd like to add?
I'm really curious to see what happens next with Vanessa Guillen's story. What changes will we see come from lawmakers, both locally at the state level and nationally? Her story has touched people across this country, and I think that it will have an impact. What impact, we don't know yet. Certainly all the details and facts are still coming out, but we will be watching in the coming months, in the coming years, to see what changes are made because of Vanessa Guillen.
Grace White at KHOU in Houston, Texas, following this story closely. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Will.
And for True Crime Chronicles, I'm Will Johnson. We'll be back next week with a new case and a new story.